Right as the rain right now. I feel good. Happy to be in New York City here at Professional Bull Riders. First event of the year. Ready to crack the season off tonight.
It's so interesting. We were talking yesterday about NASCAR, right? And how the Daytona 500, a major event, kicks off the season. And you kick off your season tonight in the Garden. What is that like being in New York City and kicking off the season here?
Being here in New York City, being in the Garden, I mean, that's a history venue. I mean, right. A lot of history has been made. Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, all them great warriors have fought in there. And, I mean, sure. It'd just be badass to have a buckle that says Madison Square Garden champion on it, the same as all them great warriors in history have.
Absolutely. It's a big spot. It's a big opportunity for you tonight. Is there a different vibe when you're in New York compared to where else you compete around the country? Is there a different vibe when you're in here? As you said, George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, the greatest, right, competed in the Garden. Is there just a different vibe when you're in this city compared to where else you travel around the country?
Yes. Yeah, it is a huge different vibe because the atmosphere of the crowd.
Right.
You know, they're not used to seeing any of the bull riding.
Sure.
If you go to a crowd that watches bull riding all the time, you know, they're cheering loud. But here, man, this place will be packed and it will be loud.
Right.
They will be screaming and cheering, and that's what we like. We like it when it's the loudest. I mean, they get just as loud here as they do at Vegas at the World Finals.
That's awesome.
You'll be ready for this, though, because, you know, you've overcome a lot. You've had, like, two shoulder surgeries. You made the World Finals last year. You even changed your bull rope to a Brazilian-style rope. So you'll be ready for this kind of venue because, you know, you overcame a lot last year to make the World Finals.
Yes, sir. This year, I'll give them a run for the money. The past 2 years, I've gotten hurt. I've been out for half the season. Last year, I didn't start until May and still ended up in 14th in the world. So this year, starting the year off healthy, I'm definitely going to give them a run for their money and put my name in the mix of being in that world title race.
And you guys should be well rested. You know, I was reading up that saying, you know, in the Northeast, you know, especially New York, it's maybe tougher to get the bulls, but you guys come in more well rested for this event than any other.
Well, there's been some guys that hadn't taken off since the finals that still been going, but me, I hadn't been on but two bulls since the finals, and you are a little rested, but when I'm at the house, I mean, I'm not necessarily resting. I'm hunting a lot, waking up early, going to bed late, and doing that a lot, so really, I ain't too rested showing up here like everybody thinks you would be.
Hey, Chase, what's up going? Corey Parsons, Fantasy Executive. Nice to meet you, Chase. This is cool. I like that hat. I'm really digging that hat. Wait, where you from?
Arkansas.
Okay, cool.
That's I know who Scottie Pippen was.
Scottie Pippen, yeah,
Yeah, me and him's from the same hometown.
Oh, you're from the same hometown as Scottie Pippen, all right.
Him and my daddy graduated high school.
Oh, whoa, how about that? That's pretty cool. So, you talked about it. You touched on injuries earlier. I would think, like you said, you had shoulder problems or stuff like that. I would think that concussions would be a big thing. Is that really something that the riders have to deal with, or is it just other injuries, aches and pains around the body?
Concussions is, I mean, it's a main factor. I mean, because it's your head.
Yeah.
You ain't got two of them.
No, you don't.
Your brain's a very, very fragile organ. But they have these tests. If you get a concussion, you have to pass a test before you can even think about getting back on a bull. And
okay.
There's been some guys that's wanted to ride and not pass a concussion test and has been fighting mad about it because they're just some cowboys.
They want to go out there and compete.
Yeah, they're just some cowboys that come off the ranch and they're not used to that, but nowadays the rules and all that.
Obviously it's tough because, you know, concussions being such a scary thing right now.
NFL today. Back in the day, they get knocked out, they'd be playing.
They want to come back. Yeah,
They'd be back in the game 3 plays later. Or back then, bull riding, they get knocked out, they'll be getting on the re-ride bull.
You ever had your bell rung up there on the bull?
Yeah, I've been knocked out quite a few times.
Quite a few times.
Yeah, I've had a few concussions.
All right, cool. But I'm glad to see you're doing good now, though.
Yeah.
I like that hat, too. You a Dallas Cowboy fan?
Man, not too much of a
football guy?
Yeah. I watch it when it's on TV, but I really don't have enough time to sit there and, like, take time out to, like, actually study and be a fan. But I do watch it because I played it in high school. I played high school football, but it don't matter. I don't matter who's playing or whatever. if it's a football game, I'll just sit there and watch it.
Because it
unless
it,
unless
kicking it,
unless they're just weak in it.
Yeah,
because I don't like watching just looks like two high school teams running around.
Sure. I feel you on that.
Right. We're talking to Chase Outlaw. He will participate tonight, first event of the season, professional bull riding here at Madison Square Garden in New York City. So when are you doing this? Right, you finished, as Scotty mentioned, world finals last year. Finished 14th in the world. What is it like with everybody else that getting on the bulls tonight? Like, what is the camaraderie like with the other bull riders? Are you friends with them? Are they cutthroat competitors? Like, how does that work?
Absolutely. I'm not competing against my buddies.
Right.
Because without them, if they don't win, then they can't support their family. And I want them to win just as much as I want to win, because when you watch them make a good ride, that'll fire you up and make you want to make a good ride. Because, I mean, if I beat you, it ain't because I did better than you. It's because you either – one of us either fell off, or one, if we both rode, then just one of our bulls were just better than the others.
Yeah, and that's something else that kind of really interests me, because as a novice, right, New York is not Arkansas or Vegas for the World Finals. New York is mostly people that don't know necessarily what they're watching. They're coming in, and I feel like – there's probably a ton of spectators that come in and they, you know, they're having a beer and drinking, and they want to see you guys fly off, and they want to see almost this crash, right? Essentially, that's
just
what they
like
come to
NASCAR.
Watch.
Everybody comes to watch the race, but everybody comes to watch the crash.
Right.
They just want everybody.
Exactly.
They just don't want nobody to get hurt.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I'm a big NASCAR fan. And I tell people, like, everybody watches for the crash. There's so much strategy to me that's going on, you know, at such high speeds and everything. That's why I appreciate the sport so much. And it's almost like, you know, you almost look like a NASCAR driver yourself, like same cowboy hat like Austin Dillon, and like the fire suit with, like, you got your shirt with all the sponsorships on it. But you know, when people are watching this, you know, for something like NASCAR, what are the important, like, stats for people to know? Like, I'm looking at the world standings and they break it down by, like, percentage ridden and, you know, stuff like that. You know, if somebody's coming in as a novice and they don't know a lot about the sport, you know, what do they need to know statistically, which distinguishes one rider from the next?
Man, basically, when you're just coming on tour, like coming from the amateur leagues to here, you don't need to change nothing. You just, because you got here from being able to you got here from riding bulls and knowing how to ride bulls, so you just need to keep doing that. Don't change nothing just because you got to a little bigger level. You might have to change your maybe your persona about you and become a little bit more professional, like the way you act, you know what I mean?
But can't go cutting up like you normally do back in the amateur circuit.
Yeah. But whenever it comes to your actual, the riding of the bull and, you know, what got you there, you can't change anything, because the reason you're there is because you got there from what you was doing. So when you get there, you don't need to change nothing.
Chase, let me ask you this. If you was to talk to, like, a young Shaquille O'Neal, he was like, I grew up, you know, idolizing Wilt Chamberlain. Or you talk to
who's that?
Shaquille O'Neal, the NBA.
I'm just playing.
That's a good one, Chase. So you talk to a young Tom Brady. He's played. I used to look up to Joe Montana. As coming up as a bull rider, who were some of the people that you were inspired? Some of the other bull riders that you thought were badass.
Man, growing up, Chris Shivers. He's 2-time world champion.
Yeah,
and you know, he's from not very far from where I grew up. And Chris Shivers, I mean, that guy. He dominated.
Yeah.
He was the man.
Yeah, you ever get a chance to meet him?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And
how was that?
My rookie year was his last year on tour.
Oh, really?
In the PBR.
Okay.
So my first year at the finals was the year he retired.
So you got a chance to take a picture with him and all that right there?
So I had a chance to compete with him and, you know, hang my rope up beside him. And that's pretty awesome when you get to hang your rope up and be right there as a little kid watching a guy be like, man, that dude's a shit. And then be right there with him.
You're the shit too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you gotta feel.
That's the way you gotta look.
You have who else? Any other, like, celebrities, cool people you've met, taking pictures with while since you know been doing the bull riding thing?
Oh man, I've the PBR and bull riding has, you know, broadened my world from where I grew up and raised, because I'm from just a little old country boy. And with PBR, I've been around the world multiple times.
Met Joel Osteen, probably.
And I've met, man, I can't, it's hard to pinpoint all. Okay, I've met some pretty
cool people.
Yeah, but they've also met me.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
We're talking to Chase Outlaw here, professional bull rider, PBR, participates in the first event of the season tonight, Madison Square Garden in New York City. Chase, are there any bulls in particular you want to ride tonight?
I mean, I want to ride the one I got, and shame on them. I'm going to ride the one I get on.
For people that are coming tonight, and you know, maybe they're seeing this for the first time, you know, some of the names out there, some of the guys that you respect, you know, in the circle right now, names like Cooper Davis, he's the current champion, two-time world champion J.B. Morney, and the rookie of the year from last year, Jess Lockwood. Are these names that people should know, and why?
Their resume, I mean, just J.B. Morney, two-time world champion, Cooper, the past world champion, and Jesse Lockwood, he's an old rookie. He's on fire. I mean, he kid can ride. He can really ride. And, yeah, I mean, they wouldn't – if they're here at this event, they're the top 35 in the world. So, I mean, never know. I wouldn't want to miss any of them.
So, you know, you got New York City. You got a lot of competition, you know, for, like, the entertainment ticket. But fortunately, like, the Knicks are out of town tonight. So you guys that, you know, baseball offseason, the Giants are away. They're playing the Packers. Can you tell people why they should come down this weekend to watch you guys?
I mean, how often – I mean, I hear this a lot of time. This is my fifth year here, and I hear a lot of people always like – live animals in New York City?
Yeah.
And yeah, that you just what you don't see every day is a bucking bull, a professional athlete, and bucking bulls and bull riding in New York City. I mean, what else you got to do that'd be that fun? Yeah. I mean, they sell beer at the venue,
too. They do. Absolutely. And Madison Square Garden sells a lot of beer.
And it ain't like a play where you got to be quiet. We want you to be as loud and cheer and scream. And so, I mean, it's a good time. And it's a good family good family event. They do stuff for the kids throughout the event as well.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, cool. Lots of pyro excitement. I understand they're bringing them like 750 pounds of dirt. You know,
man, it's unbelievable how they set that arena. They can set it up and build it anywhere.
Yeah, I heard they're putting the dirt
they've
on.
They've done it here at Times Square.
They've done it outside of Times Square?
Yeah, they've bucked bulls here at Times Square before.
Really?
Set one buggy shoot up on each side and buck bulls right in the middle of the street. We've bucked bulls in on the beach in Huntington Beach, California.
Okay. You know, sometimes you go to, like, the certain restaurants and stuff, and they have, like, you know, all you see it on the movie or something. They have, like the bull that you ride. Human. Like, the little, the electronic one.
Oh, yeah,
That's child's play, right?
I mean, it's nothing like a real bull.
Yeah.
Remember, there's somebody with the on and off switch on him.
Yeah.
That's true.
When you ride, there ain't no on and off switch on that real one.
Nah, how do you train?
Just getting on bulls and
just getting on bulls. Yeah,
just cardio. You don't want to be because you can't. It don't matter how strong you are.
You're not gonna out wrestle
like
the bull.
Like some of these, like a football player, somebody that just a bodybuilder think they just be strong,
right?
And think, oh, I could overpower that bull. Just get on it, boy. The more muscle you got, they try to get on there and try to overpower that bull. They'd have so many torn, pulled muscles.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you can't overpower
the
bull. So the more muscle you got, the more you can tear. So really, cardio and your limberness.
Okay. That's cool. Good to know.
Chase, you said you've been in the New York event a couple times now. So what have you been up – when you come to New York City, what are you up to? What are you doing? What's the –
Man, trying to win a buckle.
That's it. So you're not like traveling around seeing anything?
I'm trying to win this event. This is probably just as – I want to win this event just as bad as I would the World Finals.
Yeah.
Because it says Madison Square Garden
on it.
Yeah.
That's cool. World's most famous arena.
And last year I finished third here.
Right.
Last year, so.
It's close.
So, bucked off one bull.
So
or no, 2 years ago. I wasn't here last year.
Okay. So
I was here, but I wasn't riding.
Got it. So I know that's your focus, but like, do you have any downtime to yourself? Are you walking around like...
Oh, yeah. I ain't laid up like not on log in a hotel. I'm out and about. I mean, because this is not It sure as heck ain't the.
No, it's not Arkansas.
It's not Arkansas, so. I'm going out seeing what I can see.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Just mingling with the locals and
looking flavor. I got you. I got you, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to live it up.
Yeah.
Two questions for you. Number one, obviously, bull riding is bigger than some people think because, like I said, you know, you're wearing a shirt today that's got Wrangler on it, Monster Energy, your top sponsor. It's almost like a NASCAR fire suit. So seems like, you know, a lot of corporate America is starting to embrace this.
Yes, sir. And that is, I mean, there's a lot of big corporate. I mean, just the same sponsors that's in NASCAR are with the professional bull riders, pretty much all the big corporates. So, I mean, apparently they know a rising sport and a good opportunity when they see it, because if it wasn't something that was going to be prosperous and growing and, you know, be and evolve to something like it is today, then they wouldn't have their name on it. So the professional bull riders is growing way bigger and beyond than what the 20 guys 24 years ago set out to and put together. This is way bigger than what they, I would say, than what they ever thought it'd be. And it's steadily evolving to be in 10 years, I can't wait to see what the professional bull riders is like.
So, you know, you're still a young guy, but when you were like a kid coming up, like, how did you get into bull riding? Did you see this as a career? And, you know, what made you develop into a bull rider? And when did you know you wanted to do this maybe as a career?
When I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, because I grew up in the country riding horses on farm, and we'd always watch the bull riding, and I just knew that that's what I wanted to be. Is be a professional bull rider. And I got made fun of growing up through school.
Yeah.
Saying that that's what I was going to be, a bull rider. Teachers made fun of me.
Even the teachers were saying? Like
teachers, yeah. That ain't no career.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They'd be like, that ain't no job.
How much is the takedown for first place tonight?
If you win this weekend, like $120,000.
Yeah,
that's a job. That's a career.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent right there. You buy a lot of Stetsons.
You say, look at me now, right? Yeah.
You're a married man, family guy?
Yeah, I'm married. Okay, cool. Two girls.
I was going to ask you about, like, you know, was it like on the road and stuff like that? Bull riding.
No,
but like the other fellas, the single fellas.
I mean, if you wanted to.
Yeah,
it's anywhere you go.
I guess that's true.
Corey's trying to get into bull riding.
Try to, because this is a good family deal. Like they have deals for the wives, for the riders, when the riders got to go go do their business, whatever. Yeah. They have rooms and stuff set up that host for the wives and stuff like that. So it's a very family and
Awesome.
Very, very family event the professional bull riders is.
Okay.
It's very
family oriented.
And it's like a big family because everybody sees this. You know, see everybody week in, week out. And a lot of these times, we see each other more than we see our own family.
Sure.
Yep.
So, sure. Chase, I noticed you took your hat off before, put the headphones on here. You had a picture inside the hat. What is it?
Oh, I put that in there just the other day. That my Mimi Ira, we buried her on Monday.
Oh, okay.
This past Monday, and I stuck it in there.
Yeah.
When I walked in the funeral home and just had to took it out.
Oh, cool. Right. I hope you take it down. I really do.
We're rooting for you tonight. Definitely.